Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Children have the potential of becoming great, praise God, at God's hand. Yeah. Amen. We have the faith that God will take better care of them than we can take care of them.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought I might throw that in, praise God. Yeah. With all of the school shootings that we have had in the United States, praise God, the most freest country in the world, the most highest technological country in the world, and here we can't, some people are fearing to even send their kids to school. Yeah. But let me tell you something, we got to have some faith. God, that when we put them on the bus, praise God, they're going to come back home.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about faith that God can change us and can enable us, praise God, to be great fathers.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. I'm talking about faith that God can provide for our families. Because there comes some time, praise God, when things may not be going the way we want. And our change becomes strange.
Yeah.
God, what do you do when those times come? Do you begin to worry? Do you begin to panic?
Yeah.
Do you go out there and try to work 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 jobs?
Yeah.
Praise God, so you can't spend some time with the children, so that when the children get home, praise God, you are so tired.
Yeah.
Praise God, when they ask you a question, you done fell asleep because you're so tired. But you got to have faith. You got to have faith. I'm talking about faith that God enables us to live in obedience to Him.
Yeah.
There are some people who get there and say, well, I just can't live this life. I just can't do it. You don't know you can. You put faith in God. You put faith in God. He'll every time the enemy tries to persuade you.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Try to tempt you to move off of center line.
Yeah.
Praise God. You're going to have that still small voice sitting on your shoulder.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I can pick on Pastor Bobby Rose. Say, now, Bobby, you shouldn't.
Yeah. 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 Right.
That still small voice.
Yeah.
Praise God, because He said that there has no temptation that's given unto you. Praise God, that God will not give you a way to escape it. He'll give you a way to escape. So it means when He's talking about, praise God, that He walked with God, that you go in God's direction. It means to have faith. But the third thing, it means that we share His companionship. You see, we must share God's companionship in the good times and in the bad times. How many of y'all remember when there were a bunch of people in South Carolina in a Bible study? Y'all remember that story? And included, I believe it was a representative of some part of South Carolina. And a young man happened to go inside and was studying with him. Yeah, and he was there at the prayer service and Bible study, took out a gun and shot up a whole bunch of people. Anybody remember that?
Sure.
But when I'm talking about sharing His companionship, I listen, praise God, that how they interviewed all of those folk who had someone killed during that ordeal. Do you know not one of them held back their forgiveness of that young man?
Right, man.
That's why I say we need to share in His companionship during the good times and the bad times.
Yeah.
praise God, we never know when bad times are going to come.
Never.
Praise God. And every last one of those family members, they were not vindictive. Praise God. They every time they ask any one of them, and they say, we forgive him.
We forgive him. Yeah.
What a companionship, praise God. That's what Jesus Christ did.
Yeah.
Well, after those folks had beat him all night long, after they nailed him to a cross, praise God, he looked down on them and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So when we talk about walking with God, it means that one. Also, another thing that it means, this is the fourth one, it means to be a strong witness. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh, Enoch walked with God, and he was a strong witness. And if Enoch was a strong witness, guess what? You and I got to be a strong witness, praise God, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look what the epistle of Jude says. Jude, I read it a little earlier, verse 14 and 15, he says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince, that word convince means convict, all that are ungodly, praise God, among them of their ungodly deeds, praise God, which they had ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. In other words, praise God, Enoch was a witness, praise God, for our Lord and Savior. He was a witness for God, praise God. He didn't curse God. He didn't say bad things about God. He witnessed about his goodness, praise God. And that's what we ought to be doing every day that we get up. Amen. Every time you get up in the morning, and when you meet somebody, don't, even if you're feeling bad, praise God, don't tell them that arthritis has got me, praise God. They don't want to hear that. When somebody asks you how you're feeling, praise God, I feel like a champion, praise God, because God got me up this morning. And just the sheer fact that he got me up this morning, I have a reason to want to praise him. Amen. So we have to be strong witnesses. I'm talking about strong witnesses, praise God, for the Lord. Number five, amen, it means to live, excuse me, because somebody going to get on me about this one. It means to leave, praise God, behind your family sometimes. Everybody say sometimes. It means to leave behind, praise God, your family.
Yes, sir.
Sometime.
Sometime.
Mm. Genesis chapter 5, verse 24 says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Mm. You see, walking with God might require us to spend time with God, are doing what God requires instead of spending time with our own families and doing what pleases them. Lord, I done stepped on somebody toe. Amen. Amen. I know you better get out of my. My family come before anybody. No. Praise God. There are some times when we are going to have to put the works, we got to put the things that God has put on our hearts to do. Praise God. He knows you got a family. How many of y'all know that he know you got a family? You know how I know he you got a family? He put you together.
That's right.
How many couples in here today?
Yeah.
Let me have all those couples to stand up. Come on. Yeah. Couples, stand up. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. This is time for y'all to shine.
Yeah.
See, God knows.
Yeah, he knows.
Praise God that you have a family.
You have a family.
Praise God, because it was him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. He's the one that put you together. He was the one that caused you to look in the eyes of that young lady, young man. Praise God. And as soon as she did this.
Yeah.
Let me lift the choir. Soon as she did that, praise God, took your heart. Amen. Look at that young lady over there. She's smiling like.
Watch it.
So God is the one that put you together. So he knows that you have a family, but there's going to be some times, amen, when you're going to have to leave, amen, the things that you do with your family so that you can accomplish what it is that he wants us to accomplish.
Yeah.
See, most of you know that I'm a die-hard Dallas Cowboy fan. Anybody here who don't know that?
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, if you don't know that, praise God, I got to let you know I'm a die-hard Dallas Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
If you say something about the Cowboys, we're going to have a fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm only kidding, y'all.
Yeah, I'm only kidding.
But being a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I didn't just become a Dallas Cowboy fan. I was a Dallas Cowboy fan way back when Dallas and the Green Bay Packers used to play in what they called the Ice Bowl.
Yeah.
Praise God. When Bart Starr would get the ball, praise God, from under the center, he had Fard Dalla, who played wide end, they call him tight end, praise God. He had Paul Horning, that was his running back. And he also had Jimmy, what his name, y'all, I'm getting Jimmy who? He come from LSU, y'all know who I'm talking about. Running backs, man, the Cowboys were some bad boys. Amen. And so I've been a Cowboy fan all of my life. But something happened when Cowboys got a new coach. I'm gonna read something. Jimmy Johnson became the coach. When I talk about sometimes you're gonna have to leave family, praise God, to do what God tells us to do. Jimmy Johnson became the coach of the Cowboys after a very successful college football career. Oh yeah, y'all know where he was. He was down, he coached the Miami Hurricanes. Yeah, very successful coaching career. But you wanna know something? He divorced his wife after 26 years. Praise God, after becoming the football coach of the Dallas Cowboys, because he said that she was, and I quote, unnecessary, a countermeasure, and a distraction to winning. He went on to say winning football was his number one priority, and his sons were second. What a tragic. On the other hand, the coach that the Dallas Cowboys had just replaced, praise God, was a guy by the name of Tom Landry. How many of y'all remember Tom Landry? Yeah, that's the hat, praise God, who said these words, and I quote, he said, "The thrill of knowing Jesus is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I think God has put me in a very special place, and he expects me to use it to his glory in everything I do, whether coaching football or talking to the press. I am a Christian. Christ first, family second, football third. What a remarkable man. So walking with God means, praise God, that sometimes we are going to have to leave our families behind. But finally, and as I get ready to close,
you have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church 6430.